This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. The GIFT Nifty is suggesting a positive start, currently up close to above 50 points. Yesterday, the benchmark indices, the Nifty closed above 20,100 mark for the first time ever, closed in the green, but came off a tad bit from the session highs. So the benchmark indices were consolidating as the Nifty and the Sensex just rose 0.1% by close. But the action is in the broader market. Mid and the small cap indices gained more than 1% in yesterday's trade. Yet, despite that recovery, the indices are still not at the levels that they were prior to Tuesday's manic fall. In fact, this week has seen big moves in the mid-cap universe. Monday was a positive session. On Tuesday, mid in the small-cap universe, indices declined 3-4%. On Wednesday, there was stability, no big rally, but at least there was no decline. And yesterday, there was a strong recovery in the mid and the small-cap stocks. Yet, despite the recovery, we're still on a week-to-date basis lower. The mid-cap index and the small-cap index week-to-date is down close to about 0.6%. So the action is going to be in the individual stocks, the broader markets. The global setup is positive. US markets closed with a gain of nearly 1%, 0.9% higher on the benchmark indices. Europe gained 1-2%. Despite ECB, the European Central Bank, raising interest rates for the 10th consecutive time. Asian markets are also holding up quite firmly, so there is buoyancy in the Asian market. So the global setup is positive. The only two macro headwinds, the worries are, one, crude prices are rising, continuously rising. Today, Brent has crossed $94 per barrel. And the second one is dollar index. The dollar index has increased to levels above 105. When dollar index rises, it's negative for emerging markets, high yield assets like India. In terms of flows, the DII's net sold 50 crore in the cash market yesterday. The FII's net bought 295 crore. In terms of individual stocks, watch for Infosys. The company has entered into an MOU with a client for a deal which is estimated at $1.5 billion of a total spend over 15 years. But this is an MOU. It's not a master final agreement, so it still has to be signed. And the deal value is only an estimated target spend. Watch for that stock. Apart from that, keep your eye out on Bharat Forge, because there is some positive news about a tie-up with Paramount where they are planning to increase some production for exports. So there is positive news on Bharat Forge. Other than that, keep your eye out on CRM Silk, where the company has increased the buyback price. The earlier buyback price was 650 and now it stands at 720. GMM Pfaudler has also made some it's a very small acquisition of, Mispro, I think, for about $7 million. So very small acquisition over there. Tech Mahindra, there is some news flow. Yesterday, there were reports which indicated the company has announced a new organization structure. According to Kotak, the changes are substantial and it can lead to an exit of a few leaders. So these are some stocks you should keep on your radar. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.